Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ. Our subject tonight is teaching our hands to war. So God's got a way to teach people. Well, it's be his act. It's he teaches my hands to war. So that's our subject tonight. So if you want to be a part of this broadcast tonight, well, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line here with us, just reaching the world for Christ. And we thank God for everybody that calls in. So 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Mother and Sister Yearwood is Frida Lidsville in Thomaston, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, sister. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there then.
Okay. Can I do a prayer request first before I get started?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's my aunt's sister-in-law. They found an aneurysm. I think they got it. Okay. But she's still in between. They're trying to keep her so she won't be moving around. So her name is Rosa Hasty. So let's remember her in prayer. And remember my Aunt Margie Vincent. She's not feeling good either.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be coming from 2 Samuel 22:35. And this is what the Lord's been talking to me about. He said, he teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. And, you know, the steel is, in this situation, I think, is bronze and is bent to his, this is talking about the, to the Lord's arm. So, yeah. And then I'm going to be going to Psalm 46:9-11. He maketh wars to cease and to the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. So what this means to me, when the Lord comes back, the earth is going to be wiped away and everything. There's not going to be no war left. And he's going to break the bow down, and the spear is going to go down, and the chair is going to be burned up in fire. Back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we appreciate that wonderful word of God there. So if you want to be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us just to reach in the world for Christ. So all worship the Lord together in spirit and truth. So it's always wonderful to know that God is with us. You know, he said he'd never leave us, he'll never forsake us, he'll never forget us. And, you know, we may go through a battle, may go through a war or something, but God is right there with us. He's going to take care of us. So I just praise the Lord for that. So are you ready? Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to have the prayer request here then. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight. We pray that everyone will tune in and be blessed. And if you have a prayer request, just call in on 310 742-1759. Or if you have a praise report, call in and give a praise report. We have many prayer requests, many very urgent ones. We got a Faith Tipton that's in the hospital, and her dad said, prayers, please. And pray for Lloyd Ray's family. His cousin passed away this week. He was 37 years old, so pray for the Fry family, that God will comfort them. And pray for Randy Richardson. He'll be having surgery on April the 9th. And he's going to have surgery on his neck to clean out some arteries. So remember him. Remember Pastor Rick Harris that has been having a lot of trouble with his heart. He's got fluid buildup around his heart. And remember his brother Bob Harris that's in the hospital, that God will give him a healing. And remember Jim Parker. He's also related to him. He has bone cancer, and the doctors told him that it was too late for treatment. We know the healer, so we're just asking God to heal him. And Kelly Meredith, I hope I'm saying this name right, Trujilla, has lupus, fibromyalgia, 4 brain tumors, fluid on the left side of the brain, a R-frontal VP shunt, rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, insomnia, kidney failure, degenerative joint disease, mild scoliosis in her back, and chronic fatigue. So let's lift this lady up, Kelly Trujillo. My niece Brenda Moses is going to be getting a kidney transplant soon, so let's remember her. And let's remember her dad that's got cancer, got leukemia. His name's Roy Ward. And Sandra Combs had a stroke sometime back. She's needing God to completely heal her body. And a lady by the name of Shirley Bolware has been told that she only has 1 week to live. So let's remember that family. God's able to raise her up out of the bed like he did Fred. My great-nephew Wyatt, 2 years old, is allergic to dairy products. So let's remember him. And Wayne Ronald is in the hospital and he needs strength. Ann Garman has cancer, had surgery to remove the cancer, so she wants everyone to pray that the cancer is gone. My brother Larry needs your prayers, and all of our kids that need to be saved, Tony and Deidre and Philip and Faith and Charity, they all need God, so remember them. The Greens had to help move their daughter tonight that has to be out of the house, so that's where they're at tonight, so remember them. And let's remember Brother Eddie Bolton, that God will continue to touch him. And Keith Green has cancer. He needs a miracle. Fred Brannon has been healed from cancer, but he's needing strength. So let's remember Brother Fred in your prayers tonight. Pearl Phillips needs a healing. She fell and busted her head open, and they found out that she had a tumor on the back side of her head. So let's remember her. And Debbie Edinburgh, she has cancer all through her body. She needs a miracle. John, I think it says grandson, John's grandson has 2 types of cancer and needs a miracle, and the other grandson has a rare disease. He needs a miracle also. Brother Fritz, Pastor Fritz, needs healing in his body. And Pastor Clayton Brown, he's had to give his church up because he's got Alzheimer's. So let's remember Brother Clayton Brown. He's been at his church, I know, at least 40 years or longer. And it's going to be hard on him to have to give it up. Clint Hampton needs healing and salvation. Let's remember Kyle and Betty and Stephanie tonight. And remember me, I've been having a lot of nosebleeds and a lot of sinus infection.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that and the prayer request. And I guess this...
Brother Jewish.
Yes.
I got one more. I forgot. I got another aunt. She was picking up a grandchild, and her vertebrae in her back, 5, 6, and 7. She's got having problems with that, so let's remember her. Her name is Frances Taylor.
Okay. We sure appreciate it. We remember that. So I guess this 661 is probably Sister Gladys. I'm not for sure. So come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yes, this is me. It's Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Well, proud you called in there. So just go ahead and obey the Lord there, Sister.
Oh, go ahead. Were you going to do the prayers first?
Well, if you got any prayer requests, go ahead and turn them in, and we'll pray a little bit later on during
okay,
the service.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I do have one or two prayer requests, and that's one is there's something that has been started by Christian people in an area maybe half hour away. It's called the Damascus House. It's for people that have trouble with alcohol or drugs, and I'd like that to be lifted up before the Lord. We still have a unspoken special request for our household. We need God to move. Sometimes you can't really speak it out because too many people are judgmental, but I give it over to God, and I give him
Amen.
My children also tonight. He's a good God, and he takes care of us everywhere we go.
Amen.
Amen. Well, just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. I'm trying to, as I've been on these broadcasts, and I thank you, and Sister Yearwood for inviting me on. Sometimes you just want to learn more about a subject that God lays on your heart. And, you know, that's kind of why I suggested it. And I pray that we can reach somebody tonight when we speak the word out there. My first scripture is, "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." You know, that sounds like a peculiar scripture, Brother Yearwood, but that was spoken over my life at one time. And sometimes we walk through what we consider the deserts, but it's been prophesied over my life that even in the desert, the flowers have to bloom. And soon I expect to see them, Brother Yearwood. I know that my Savior
Amen.
Lives, and he's never stepped off the throne. I thank him that he's going to turn some things, like he says in Romans 8:28. I love the Lord, and I praise him and give him glory each day. I thank him woke me up this morning. He put breath in my lungs. You know, he didn't have to, but he did. And he loves me enough that much to share the gospel with people out there. You know, I used to sing, and I still do that, "This Little Light of Mine." And I'd sing that song. I'm going to, how does that go? It says, "I'm going to do it for the whole world to see." And I praise God for that you've invited me, and Sister Green and Brother Green have invited me to share the gospel. You know, like you say, we may never walk in those lands and those places, but I want to have that kind of heart and have the love of God in me. And I want to go to the next scripture of 2 Samuel 22:2-4. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." You know, sometimes we may not understand all the things that we go through, but I glorify my God that your pain is never in vain. I know that when we are sick in bed and people say, "Well, Lord, did I do something wrong?" Usually you're doing something right. If the devil's not attacking you and coming your way to discourage you, then I'd be searching myself and wondering, "Lord, what's going on here?" But I know that if I serve the Lord with all that I know how to do, Brother Yearwood, and I read his word daily and I give him the glory and praise, you know, our weapon of warfare is
Amen.
Worship. If we learn to get that in our spirits, You know, if you praise your God and thank him ahead of time, before the battle's ever ended, he will put a sanctuary in my situation. And sometimes we have to humble ourselves. And for me, I've got a little spunk. I can be a bulldog if I want to be. And when you meet me, and I believe by faith we will meet, you and Sister Betty, but I know that the Lord has put spunk in me and a bulldog attitude because I've asked for boldness. I need God's boldness sometimes because otherwise people would look at my body and say, well, what can he use her for? Only the Lord alone knows what I can be used for. And he said he'd take the foolish things to confound the wise. I'm one of those foolish things, Brother Yearwood, but I praise him. He is my fortress. He is my deliverer. And many times he snatched me. And, you know, I heard recently, and this is off the subject a little bit, but he set up tithing in the Garden of Eden. I know this much, if I do what he says in the Word of God, and I pay my measly 10%, someday I pray that I can pay more than that. But if I do my part, he'll do his. And I know when the devourer comes in, he will deliver me from that situation. He'll say, no, I'm going to raise up the standard. That's my daughter. I'm going to bring up a standard against you, devil, and you will not destroy. And if I pay my tithes like I'm supposed to do, then he said, I've got that. I took care of that. I'll make sure you can't reach my daughter, and I will take care of her finances. I glorify him. That's what I'm saying. The Word of God says he's my fortress and my deliverer. He will take care of when the enemy comes in with violence. He will let me worship him and praise him because he deserves our praise and our honor, and I thank him tonight for that. I don't have a lot to speak on tonight, but in 2 Samuel 22:29-32, he says, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? You know, to be tried, Jesus refines us. Sometimes it's painful. And it's hard, but he has to cut those things out of our life that he doesn't need and he can't use. That's what I'm saying. I've prayed for the Lord to help me to be humble, but, you know, when that happens, when you ask that prayer, you have to watch what you pray for. Because when I've prayed to be that way, he will humble me in some way, but he'll send every briar bushy person your way, and you'll learn real fast what it is to be humble if you do it the way the Lord wants us to. The buckler means that he's a shield and a protector. I praise God in the midnight hour. He's my shield and my buckler. You know, sometimes people run out in the midnight hour and take their children. And I'm not criticizing if you do this. They'll run to the ER. But I praise God that he is my ER. He will take care of my children. I've laid hands on my children in the midnight hour. I say, God, let your healing virtue flow through their veins. And he'll do that. That's what he's saying, but he will teach my hands to war. If I raise them up to him, he'll do the battle. He'll get in the middle of my battle because the battle's not mine. It's his. In 2 Samuel 22:35-42, he says, he teacheth my hands to war so that a bow is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. You know, we're in the last days. I believe that strongly, and I know it's true. But the Lord said that we can take our authority. We can put that devil under our feet, and when the devil raises his head, I can picture in my mind, we can take that sword and hack his head off. We can say, God, it's all yours. Amen. This is your battle, not mine. And we can tread over scorpions, just as he said, and we can raise up against the enemy with him being in me. You know, when I was young and I started out preaching, I tell the devil, give me your best shot. Well, you better sit down and take a seat, because you never want to tell the devil that, because he will. He'll punch you flat on your face. But I know if the Lord fights my battle and he walks before me, beside me, and behind me, I know he's my protector and my shield. And I thank God for that. My last scripture is in Psalms 18, 1 through 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. He will protect us in the middle of the battle. He said if we hold our peace, he will do what we need done. And, you know, I had to learn through a battle that my son was going through one time. My pastor gave us the best advice he could ever give us, that be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And even though people were slandering our name and coming against us and persecuting us, greatly so, we held our peace. We bit our tongues when we needed to do so. But God stepped forward, and he will take care of our enemies when they raise up against us.
Amen.
I want to hear you, Brother Yearwood, and everyone else on the broadcast. So I turn it back over to you, and thank you once again for letting me preach on the broadcast tonight.
Praise the Lord. We sure appreciate you and appreciate the wonderful subject that you come up with there. So I tell you, God's going to do something. He's going to move in this behalf. You know, praise God, the war is not ours. It belongs to him. So we just got to stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. Whenever we do all that we can do and all that we know to do, he said just stand and watch him. And he'll do the work for us. So I'm going to let Tim sing a couple songs here. Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with him.
For I'm not alone.
to the step you take, grow weary, like you're walking all alone. Does the midnight hour seem darker? Is it hard to sing a song? Just take a tighter hold on hope. Breathe a prayer and don't let go. You just keep on praying and you keep holding on. You keep praying. So God keeps moving. You keep holding on without a doubt. You keep knocking. Daniel still prayed on. Then God sent down an angel to take the answer home. In spite of Satan's evil force, the answer coming down for sure. You just keep on praying, because the battle is the Lord. You keep praying while God keeps moving. You keep holding on without a doubt. You keep knocking.
That the Lord really blessed you from them. So tonight we want to start here in 2 Samuel 22 and 31. I know Sister Gladys has done went over it, but you know, there's no private interpretation of this Word of God. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me get this other call in here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Brother John from Thomason, Georgia. Brother, you're with.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Okay, we'll just let you go ahead and minister there then, since you've called in there. He teaches my hands to war. So that's our subject tonight. So just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
We appreciate that. You know, this was a song of that David wrote, amen, in 2 Samuel 22. It was a song that of deliverance. It was a song of thanksgiving that David wrote when God had delivered him from all his enemies and from the hands of Saul. It says in verse 1, and there in verse 34, there in verse 35, and just as you have said, Brother Yearwood, he said, he teaches my hands. This was a part of the song to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. You know, this was a teaching. He was a master teacher, amen. And the word war there is melena. It means that to to fight, amen. It can be a, what David was saying is that the Lord had taught him that either to fight in the midst of a, we have a war, which is an ongoing event, and then we have a battle, which is a certain thing there, so it's a certain engagement. So this was what he was speaking about, that whether it was a certain, whether it was a battle or whether it was an ongoing event or whether it was a certain battle, amen, that they came through, and or certain a particular engagement that he was taught, amen, how to fight. It was hand-to-hand combat, amen, as it coming, and not only was he taught, but he was taught how to disarm his enemy, you know, as the enemy of the bow of steel, amen, was broken, amen, by the arms, you know, that time there, actually that bow of steel was more than likely, according to the scriptures, if you study them, that it was made out of either copper or bronze or brass, amen, and so it had strengthened him. He was taught, amen, to disarm his enemy. He was taught, amen. You know, the Bible says in, I believe it's in Psalms 144, verse 1, 2, it says, this is also a Psalm of David. He said, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. So here it was not only was he taught, amen, by his hands, amen, to fight or in this engagement, amen, but it was taught to, he said, my goodness and my fortress. Jesus Christ, or the God the Father, his Lord, was his goodness, his fortress. He said, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Here he was talking, amen, and God is, he's blessing God for his mercy here in the Psalms, and so we find that, amen, that God was doing a teaching. God was teaching him how to fight hand-to-hand. God was teaching him, amen, and giving him his strength and being in his shield. And he was teaching him, amen, the armor of God and the ways of God. And hallelujah. And he was teaching him, amen, that to be able to disarm the enemy, even though seemingly he was stronger, you know. Amen. We find, amen, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 10, starting with verse 1, 2 Corinthians 10, starting with verse 1, hallelujah, the Bible speaks of, here's the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and he says in verse 1, he says, now I, Paul, myself, beseech you, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence in base among you, in other words, the Apostle Paul said, you need to know that I beseech you. In other words, amen, he was beseeching by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. See, this was the teaching. You have to understand what was happening here that talks about the pen. You know, we have this old saying here, you know, that the pen's mightier than the sword. But the thing about the Word of God, the Bible says the pen of a ready writer, and it's also the sword. So this Word, this Word is sword. This Word is there. And by the Word, amen, amen, by the hands of Paul, amen, by the reaching out by the pen and by the sword, as he began to reach out, amen, begin to sow, we find, amen, that the Word of God is seed, amen, and Jesus himself was a sower, but as we are his followers, we also sow the seed, and that's what we're doing tonight, amen, we're reaching out, sowing seed, amen, by our hands, and so even though it's our voices carrying it, amen, it's being broadcast, amen, that's actually what sowing means, and so we're on the broadcast tonight, we're sowing the seed among you by the hand of God, amen, he's reaching out, he said by his own arm he brought salvation, amen, he looked for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, but he found none, so he said with his own arm he brought salvation, the Bible speaks of in Isaiah 59, amen, he said, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed the arm of the Lord at the extension? Amen. And so the hand of God was reaching out, the Bible says, by the prophet Isaiah, that his hand is stretched out still to a gainsaying and disobedient people. And so as he come there through the Word of God, and as at the hand of the apostle here, amen, Paul is beseeching them with a meekness, amen, amen, with a gentleness. This is what, as Jesus reached out, amen, a gentleness of the anointed one, amen, amen, this is how he taught Paul. Paul, amen, amen, before he was converted, amen, was a persecutor, amen, and he wrote, and he was a man who imprisoned those who had believed in this one called Jesus. He had even brought them to death, consenting even to the death of Stephen the martyr, amen, in Acts chapter 7. And so we find, amen, but here what had happened is the hand of God was upon Saul, amen. And the, Acts chapter 9, amen, he said, amen, there was a light brighter than the noonday sun, amen, and knocked him off his horse as he was on the road to Damascus, Syria, amen, to deliver letters, and amen, to the high priest, to those that were there in Syria believing in this one called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen, as he come and was knocked off his horse and blinded, amen, by the light, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Why is your hand against me? Hallelujah. He said, who art thou? He said, Lord, he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Amen. By the hands of the, amen, of the high priest at that time. Amen. But Jesus Christ would teach, amen, the Apostle Paul, how to war with his hands. Amen. How to write. Amen. And even as he was in prison, you know, Paul, amen, was bound to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He was, amen, a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ because he had let out his hand. He was bound, amen, by the Spirit, amen, and he was shown much things that he would suffer. He even instructed, amen, Ananias. He told Ananias, who was a disciple there in the book of Acts, to rise up, amen, and pray for this one called Saul of Tarsus, amen, that he was in the home, amen, and there was guilt upon his eyes. And Ananias had heard of the persecution of Saul of Tarsus. But he said, rise up and, amen, anoint him, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, that I may show him the things that he must suffer. And so, as the hands of Paul, amen, with his own hands, amen, he came and he said in verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, well, let me finish verse 1. He said, who am present in face among you, but being absent in bold toward you. In other words, by the hand of his writing, amen, he was bold toward them. And even though he was there, what he was saying, he said, I'm base among you. The Apostle Paul, amen, was not a big man, a big stature, very small in stature, amen, so his physical presence was not ominous, but the word of God, by the hand of God, amen, he was teaching the Apostle Paul how to war, amen, how to bring down strongholds. He said, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence. In other words, when I'm with you, I don't have that same confidence, amen, that I have in the writing of the hand of God. He said, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. The Apostle Paul was not a big man, but he had a big hand, amen, because it was the hand of God. Tonight, when the hand of God is on you and teaching you, amen, he teaches you to war, and you'll disarm the enemy. You'll pull down the strongholds. For the Bible says in verse 3, he said, for though we walk, amen, in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Tonight, you need to know that your warfare, amen, even though God has taught you to war with your hands, your war is not after the flesh, amen. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, of this world, amen. So we need to know tonight, amen, that our weapons of our warfare, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they're not weapons of flesh, amen. The weapons that God is the hand of God, amen, who's teaching, amen, each and every one of his children how to fight with their fingers, how to war, hand-to-hand combat, so that they can disarm the strong weapons, amen, of the enemy. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Not only does he break the bow of steel, but God's mercy and grace, amen, amen, and the very word of God will pull down the strongholds. Amen. Through God, amen, for the Bible says, casting down imaginations. To cast down something, you've got to take a hold of it. When God gets a hold of you, when God gets a hold of your vain imaginations, hallelujah, it's cast down, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity. When it's brought into captivity, how is it brought? By the hand of God. God teaches us, amen. And so these weapons, amen, are the hand of God. We are Our hands are his hands, amen. Hallelujah. He said, what's left you find your hand to do? He said, do it with all thy might, and he will cause it to prosper. You know, I don't know if anybody brought out earlier, and I'm not there right now, but he said there in the song, he said, by my God shall I leap over a wall, and by my God shall I run through a troop, you know. Amen. His ways is perfect in that same, in 2 Samuel there. Amen. And so what he was talking about, he was giving them the victory, and amen, he was teaching him to fight, amen, with his hands to destroy the weapons of the enemy. But the weapons of the enemy were destroyed by the very hand of God. And the Bible says, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This was the hand of God. Bringing, amen, every thought into the obedience of Christ. Bring us to a place, amen, that the hand of God teaching us, amen, to war, teaching us to fight, amen, causes us to have the mind of Christ. The Bible says in Philippians 2, 3 through 5, it talks about the think on the things of others. So you're thinking about the enemy. You're thinking about the enemy. You're thinking about, it's not something to destroy, but it's something, is how are we going to disarm this situation? You know, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he loved, amen. The Bible teaches us to love your enemy. So as you love your enemy, how are you going to work it about? God gives your hands, amen, and teaches your hands to war so that you can disarm the enemy. You can disarm the sin. You can disarm, amen, the vain imagination. You can disarm the bows, amen, the strong. You can disarm the strongholds by the word of God and the meekness of God and the grace of God and the hand of God. And the Bible says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience was fulfilled. The Bible says, I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, that he learned obedience by the things he suffered, though he were a son. And so we find, amen, amen, going to Isaiah chapter 54. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 11. The Bible teaches us, amen, amen, in Isaiah 54, 11, he said, all thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Amen. The afflicted. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, chapter 12, and starting somewhere about verse 10, here the apostle is the same apostle Paul. He had been stoned. Amen. Amen. And left for dead. And he said he knew a man. Amen. About 14 years ago, whether in out the body or out of the body. Amen. Going into the third heavens, he said that I would see revelations and visions, amen, but he didn't glory in these things. The man he was talking about, amen, even up in the paradise, was himself. When he was stoned there, I believe it was, it wasn't Sychar, but it was another city there, it starts with S, I can't think of it right now, but when he was stoned and left for dead, amen, and he was afflicted at that time, but amen, as it comes, the Bible says that the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him, yea, even a thorn in his flesh, amen, amen, because he instructed in another place in the book of Corinthians, he said, amen, he said, when I first come to you, you would have plucked you, I charge you and remind you that you first you would have received me even as Jesus Christ and would have taken your eyes out, put your eyes out and given to me. But he said, well, it all came, and then all of a sudden, now I've become your enemy because I tell you the truth. He said, now because of you seen this thorn in my flesh, amen, this infirmity, he said, I saw thrice, in other words, in 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, somewhere around 12 and verse 10 through 14, he said, but amen, and the Lord spoke to him, he said, my grace is sufficient. And so the Lord, the Apostle Paul said, well, I rather glory in my afflictions, in my distresses, in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me, amen. He didn't glory in his visions, he didn't glory in his revelations. The Bible says, when we think we're spiritual, take heed lest we fall. When you think you're a spiritual giant, get ready to fall, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
But tonight, amen, if we'll stay humble, amen, that's the weapon, that's how he teaches you how to fight. Oh, hallelujah, it's not the wimpy kid, but you need to know tonight, you want to win a victory. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. Bow your knee. Amen. You know one of the most powerful hands that are in the world? Hallelujah. Praying hands, church. Praying hands that are hands that are put together. You want to know one of the most powerful hands in the church? The signs, amen, when a man or woman of God lays their hands upon, amen, and they shall fully recover. That's the hand. And it's breaking the bow. It's breaking the afflictions. Amen. It's the enemy because the Bible says, above all in Ephesians chapter 6, taking the shield of faith that you may be able to withstand all the lies of the devil. That's the ways of the enemy. Tonight when you have the whole armor of God, because you amen, he's taught you, amen, and the armor of God has to be put on by the hands of God. It's put on his children, amen. That's something you've got to put on. The Bible says put on Christ. Again, that's the hand of God. He's teaching us to war, to break the very bows of the enemy, amen, with the arm. That arm is not our arm. That arm is the arm of the Lord. To whom is the arm of the Lord reported? The Bible says in Hebrews 12:2, who hath believed our report? The Bible said, by faith, the elders received the report. That's the arm of the Lord. That's the hand of God. And the Bible says, amen, he said, I'm not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with four towers. I'm going to build a foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. This Lord Jesus Christ, by his hand, he lays it, and by praying, and amen, and we ask him for the chief cornerstone, because we are a spiritual building, amen. We are to build ourselves up for a spiritual habitation, that the hand of God not only be upon us, but in us and through us. When our hand reaches out, the Bible says we are many members of one body. That body is the body of Christ, amen. At a time, amen, at Golgotha, amen, at a time in Calvary, in the time of the place of the skull, it was a body of Christ that was subjected. Oh, he took on the pain. In fact, the Bible says in Isaiah 53, amen, that we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God. He carried our sorrows, and amen, and we thought it was God who had stricken him. But you need to know tonight, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, the Bible speaks of in the book of Micah. The Bible speaks of other places, amen, that asked him where he got his wounds. He said, I got him in the house of a friend. Oh, faithful are the wounds of a friend, amen. All wounds, all sorrow, the bruises that he caught, amen. He was wounded for our transgression. In other words, the wounds that was on there were for our rebellion, amen. He teaches us, amen, hallelujah, how to war. He teaches us how to fight. Even when he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth, but he stretched out his hands, amen. He taught us how to break that bow of sin that could not be broken, amen, amen, hallelujah, tonight. And the Bible says, and lay thy foundations with sapphire. In other words, tonight, amen, when you're tossed, there are those of you underneath, I'm speaking to you prophetically now, there are those of you that have been tossed aside with every wind of doctrine tonight, amen, things, and amen, the Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, hallelujah, amen, that no man putting his hand to the plow, amen, that's the hand of God, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in John chapter 18, when they asked him, he said, art thou a king? Hallelujah. And he said, who told you this? Did you say this of yourself, or did someone tell you thou as a king? He said, am I a Jew? Hallelujah. Pilate said, he said, even your priest delivered you up. Your chief priest delivered you up. Hallelujah. He said, are you a king? He said, for this cause was I came into this world. Amen. And for this purpose, oh, hallelujah, to be the king. But I don't understand, if he's a king, why is he bruised? If he's a king of kings, why is he wounded? What are those wounds? Hallelujah. Why is he smitten? Oh, the prophet Isaiah said his visage was so marred, he was astonished. The Bible says when they came, amen, for the freedom, they were even beating him in his chest. Why are those soldiers, if he's a king of kings, why is he wearing this crown of thorns and the blood flowing from his head? Why is he being pierced on his side? Why is he hanging on a tree, which anyone knows, everyone knows, that he that hangs on a tree is cursed? Why are you saying there, hallelujah? How can he be a king of kings? Look at him. I don't even recognize who he is. There's so much blood and so much disaster. There's so much pain and sorrow. How can you say this is the king of kings and the Lord of glory? And the Bible says, he said, I'll lay the stones with fair collars. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There was a stumbling stone to those of you that would not receive Jesus Christ tonight. But tonight, if you receive him, he'll be your cornerstone. He'll be your chief cornerstone, and he'll change that foundation of your life. You've been living without a foundation. You've been living without that cornerstone. You've been living because why? Because you've not let the hand of God lay that foundation in your life. You haven't let the foundation of the apostles' doctrine, amen, amen, be that part of that city where you're dwelling, because it's a heavenly city. Oh, hallelujah. Abraham, amen, was looking for a city and builder whose maker is God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, or chapter 11, excuse me. And so, amen, even though he never saw it, he's still looking for it. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, by death, amen, God taught him how to war, and by his own death, when he surrendered, amen, unto the enemy of death, hallelujah, I'm sure he found that city now. And you need to know, because he said, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. In other words, he's the God of the living. Amen. The body is laid down. The temple is laid down. And the Bible says in, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 7. Let me turn over. I don't have anything marked there, but the Bible says in verse 24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, Matthew chapter 16, amen, amen, who do you say that I am? Amen, hallelujah. He asked, he said, who do men say that I am? Some say you're Jeremiah, some Jeremy, some say you're John the Baptist. He said, he turned to Peter and said, but Peter, whom do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed art thou, son of Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. The Spirit, by the hand of God, by the Spirit of God, revealed unto Peter. And he said, upon this rock, talking about the rock which is Christ. Amen. They all drink of that same rock tonight. There's only one source tonight, church, and that rock is Jesus Christ. There's only one source for the water. There's only one source for the bread of life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's by his hand is it done. Hallelujah. By his hand are we fed. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. Remember what I said earlier? Tossed and afflicted by the storms. But if you'll hear his word tonight, and you'll do them, and even though the rains descend, and even though the floods came, oh, church, come on. When the floods, the Bible says, I believe it's in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Hallelujah. God's lifting up that standard. God will build that mm-hmm. standard, amen, that banner over you, which is love, in the Songs of Solomon. God will build up, amen, that standard that the enemy cannot come in and flood your life with sin, cannot flood your life with afflictions, cannot flood your life with disease. Come on, church. There's a standard tonight. God builds that upon, amen, if you allow him to lay in Zion, amen, that tried stone, the truth stone. And he said, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. What house? You're the house that the winds blew upon. Are you going to stand tonight? Amen. But you got to be built by the master builder. Oh, you got to be built by the master carpenter, and his name is Jesus. Oh, he's more than a carpenter tonight, church.
Yes,
he's more than a carpenter. Oh, he was a carpenter that ended up hanging on a tree. Hallelujah. He should have been hanging the wood, but he was a carpenter that ended up hanging, amen, on wood. He should have been hanging, but he built a house. He built a spiritual house because he's a living stone. And tonight, if you'll just draw close to him, you'll become a lively stone tonight. Oh, there's a foundation because we're gotten again. The Bible says in 1 Peter, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. For it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You need to know tonight, church, if you're not, your life tonight is not upon the rock. It's on the sand. It's shifting. The Bible says in James chapter 1, amen, that a double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord. For he's like a sea that's tossed to and fro, amen. Tonight, amen, your life, some of you are being tossed to and fro and back and forth, amen, in your life. You don't know where you're at tonight. You don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. Some of you are homeless. Some of you are wandering. Some of you, but there's a rock that you can stand on tonight, and his name is Jesus. There's a rock that you can found your life on tonight, amen, and it's only the hand of God. It's the work of God. And the Bible says, and the rain descended, in verse 27, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Why? because the hand of God was not there, the rock of God was not there, the foundation of God. Some of you will fall because you don't let the hand of God. He will teach you the war. He's no respecter of person. That's what David would say. He'll teach your hands the war. He'll teach your fingers how to fight. Oh, not against one another, but against your enemy. Hallelujah. Not against blessed blood, not against your brothers and sisters, not against your sons and your daughters, not against your daddies and your mamas, but amen, against the enemy, amen. He'll teach you to fight against sin. He'll teach you to fight against the dragon. He'll teach you to fight against the beast. He'll teach you to fight against the false prophet and the false teacher. He'll teach you to fight against the pride of life and the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh tonight. He'll teach you to fight against the spirit of Antichrist, hallelujah, tonight. And the Bible says, and I wrote verse 12 of Isaiah 54, and I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. These are sparkling things. These are things, these are gems that have been in the fire. That's what it's looking at. It's just almost like a colored window. When you look in there, you see the fire, you see the sparkling, amen. And he said in verse 13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Amen. That's the way it should be tonight, church, that God will teach your children. Oh, this is something you pass on. This is an inheritance, amen. Hallelujah. You can teach, amen. Hallelujah. You can teach your children. You can train them up in the way they should go. The Bible says in verse 14 of Isaiah 54, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Oh, tonight is a promise, amen. Some of you are oppressed. God says, in the righteousness you shall be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. When you fight, when he teaches you to fight with your hand, for thou shalt not fear. We are not to fear anything but one thing tonight, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the only thing we're to have. Let not your heart be troubled. Fret not thyself. What times you are afraid, I will trust in the Lord. You are not to fear man, but you are to fear and reverence the Lord Jesus Christ. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. God's word says that the terror, amen, terrorist attacks will not come near thee, amen. There's spiritual terror out there, but it won't come nigh unto your dwelling, the Bible says. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Hallelujah. He's talking about the world of hosts. The world of hosts is coming together, but they're not going to come by me. Why? Because he's taught you how to fight with your hands. He's taught you, amen, how to overcome the certain battles, and he's taught you how to fight in the ongoing war. Oh, my, hallelujah, there's a war of the land. There was a war in heaven. This started in heaven. Amen. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken it by force. But you need to know tonight, all the kings, amen, the war started. But I'm going to tell you who's on the end, going to end in the end. I tell you, because he's taught his children how to fight with their hands, and how to fight with their, how to war, and to fight with their fingers. And the Bible says, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy it. Amen. I've created, amen, the instruments of judgment. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Oh, no matter what the enemy is trying to form against you tonight, cannot prosper. It'll come to nothing. Come to naught. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're upheld with the right hand of his righteousness. That's what it says in Isaiah chapter 41. I believe it's in verse 10. And every time it shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. What is the Lord declaring? Oh, my children are of me, and their righteousness is of me. I taught them how to fight. I taught them how to war. I taught them how to, oh, hallelujah. When you stand there, amen, it's not in our righteousness, amen, but it's in his righteousness. He taught us, amen, that he's going to give. He said it was given unto the bride. She's made herself ready to wear what? Clothes of fine white linen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, amen. Last few scriptures in John chapter 20. The Lord Jesus Christ had been crucified. The Lord had been plated on there. We talk about the hands towards the war. You know, he told Peter in John chapter 21, amen, after the denial, the threefold denial, amen, Peter thought that he was ready to go. He said, I'll even die with you. He said, Peter, you'll, before the cock crows thrice, you'll deny me. And he did. He came there to warn himself. Church, tonight, you can't follow Jesus Christ afar off. You cannot follow him. The Bible says that Peter followed him afar off. He came in here and tried to warn himself. But his speech, amen, he was with him in the garden. He even took a sword out, cut off the servant of the high priest Malchus's servant's ear, and God restored his ear and restored his hearing tonight. And the Bible says, amen, when they had come, he had resurrected. Amen. Hallelujah. He told them, real quick, like, and then I'll go over and give the few scriptures, and I'll get back to Brother Yearwood. But he said, Peter, do you lovest thou me? In chapter 21, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Talking about the fish, talking about, you know, he'd been a fisherman. Talking about all the things of the world. Do you love me more than the things of the world? And he says, yea, Lord, I do. You know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my lambs. How do you do that? By the hand of God. And the Bible says the second time he asked Simon, he said, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said, yeah, Lord, thou know that I love thee. He said, feed my sheep. Not only feed my little ones, feed my mature ones. Feed my flock. Then he asked him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? Why? Because he had a threefold denial. But now there's a threefold acquittal, acknowledgement of God. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he commit thy ways to the Lord, he'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Peter was grieved. Lovest thou me more than he said, feed my sheep. And then he said in verse 18, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself and walked wherever thou wouldest. In other words, you walk, Peter, wherever you would go. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee. You carry thee wherever thou wouldest not go. Peter, that was signified of his death. What he's telling him, he said, Peter, yeah, there was a day you walked upright, a day that you girded yourself, and there's going to be a day, Peter, you do nothing, because there's going to be a day that you're going to stretch out your hands, because I've taught you to war, but another's going to take you where you would not go. He's going to take you to your death, Peter, but that's all right, because you've already won the war. You've already fought the battle. You've already given up your life. Hallelujah. It's just, all he's doing, Peter, is he's just taking this old earthly, fleshly body to lay down. Because to be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord. I've taught you how to fight. And the Bible says, going back to chapter 20, hallelujah. He said, but Thomas, here it was, they had, he'd been crucified. He had appeared to the other disciples except Thomas. And Thomas had not seen him. Thomas had basically not believed that he rose from the dead. Amen. You know, Thomas was one of those who had to see things and touch things and taste things and feel things. And amen. And Thomas, bless his heart, he was good. But, you know, he had to lay his hand on him. And the Bible said, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, which means twin, was not with him when Jesus came. Tonight, church, are you with the disciples of Jesus Christ? Are you with the followers of Jesus Christ? Or have you gone away? Have you been like the foolish virgins who haven't had that wall? Church, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for you to put your hand to the plow and not look back. Today, you need to put your hand to this works of God. Today, you need to begin to build the house upon the rock. Today, because you're not promised tomorrow. And then the Bible says in verse 25, the disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hands also in his side, I will not believe. Talking about the hands, you want to know the hands of war? One of the greatest hands of war is when, as the Bible says in the Psalms, he said, as far as the east is to the west, I will stretch out your sins. From his right hand to his left hand, when he was put and laid on that cross, and that centurion nailed the nails in his hand, he told me, what was he saying? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When he stretched forth his hand and forgave us of our sins, that was the hand that taught us how to war and how to fight. It's not putting your hands on the enemy, but what broke the bow of the enemy, what disarmed the enemy, what disarmed death. For he said, he shall put all his enemies underneath his feet. How did he do that? By the nails that were in his feet and the nails that was in his hands. He said, Father, unto thee I commit my spirit. Unto thee, like Isaac, he laid down. He laid down his life. It wasn't given, but he laid it down. And he broke the bow of the enemy tonight. And he said, Thomas, behold thy hands. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Tonight, you want to know how many people want to taekwondo and this and that, and they want to learn how to fight with their hands and with their fingers. But tonight, let me tell you the greatest hand that teaches. It's called the death at the cross of Calvary. The hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, the nail-scarred hands, will teach you how to war. Amen. And how to overcome tonight. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Ewing.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there. Brother John, I tell you, I was just sitting here and thinking when you was talking about them old nails that drove in his hands, you know, them three old pikes that nailed him up to the cross. They wasn't the ones that really held him up there. It was the love for us that he hung on that cross, gave his life for us, that we could even have life. You know, I just praise God for that. So I'm going to let Tim sing another couple of songs, and then I'll try to obey the Lord there with the Lord's help. And if you want to be a part of it out there and you're listening to us, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And our subject is he's teaching. He taught our hand. He teaches my hands to war. So praise God. So,
hey, Brother York, can I sing a song?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell a little story about this song. I'm going to try to sing this song. It's an old song. I haven't sang it in years and years. But several years ago, there was a 14-year-old little girl, and she was praying. Let me give a foundation about this song. She was praying that her daddy was not saved. And she, as a 14-year-old girl, one Saturday morning, she prayed that, Lord, whatever it would take to save my daddy, save him. She was in church. Her mama was in church. Some of the other family members were in church. And so after she prayed that prayer on that Saturday morning, she fell off the couch. And she fell off the couch. She couldn't move. Her body was paralyzed. So her daddy came in there and took her, and they took her up, and they took her to the hospital there in the city. And they couldn't do this, so they had to take her to a special hospital for children and young people in another city. They took her to the other city, and so they were praying. They're still praying. And so her daddy, he was not a praying man, but began to pray. And as he began to pray, the churches got together. And, you know, the doctors had concluded in this hospital that this little 14-year-old girl would never be able to use the right side, especially the right side of her body, ever again, or her hands or at her legs. And she was completely paralyzed, couldn't move. And so they began to pray. The church began to come together. And so her daddy began to pray and ask the Lord to heal her, even though he wasn't a believing man. He he said, if you heal my daughter, this is what he said, you heal my daughter, he said, I'll serve you. And about that night, I don't know how many days went by, but that night then, the little girl saw a vision, and the vision she saw was Jesus' hands. All she saw was the nail-scarred hand. And and she was healed. That very night, when they came in there, the paralysis left, everything went on. So I want to sing that. I want to sing the song now, and then I'll tell you the rest of the story. So I'm going to try to do it by memory, but it's been a long time. But that little girl wrote this song. I saw the beautiful hands of my Savior in a vision. He came to me. Oh, I want to be ready to meet him and have those beautiful hands reach for me. Oh, the beautiful hands of your Savior. You will hold them in yours all the way. guide thee and always be with thee. They will wipe all thy teardrops away. That's not all of it, but I wanted to tell you that 14-year-old little girl was my mother, and she's going to be with heaven in the heaven. But that man she was praying for was my grandfather John, and he came in and served the Lord and his all for his family there. In fact, my mother's prayer was, Lord, if you'll heal me and give me another 50 years, and she basically said. And so, at the age of 64, I know I might have told you the story already, but at the age of 64. She had a stroke, a debilitating stroke. That, and what it did was, exactly almost 50 years to almost to the day, she was paralyzed again on the right side for a while, but God had completely healed her at the end of her life. And, but through that thing, and I know, I actually know that, I used to know all the words to the song by the heart, but I know I didn't sing it right tonight, but I just want you to know that sing the hands of God, amen, he'll teach you to war. She was completely healed, amen,
amen,
from that time of all vision. So go ahead, brother. Sorry, I didn't mean
praise
to say
that. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's wonderful. I appreciate that. Appreciate that testimony, brother. I tell you, you know, that's what builds up people's faith, and that touches
amen.
Me. I never did know your mother, but and I only know you by the radio broadcast and by the telephone and been in your services down there and preached one time in your church, but you know, hearing the testimonies, that really stirs your heart, stirs your spirit, and you know then that you know that God is still alive and still doing the work that he said he would do. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to let him sing a song or two here, then I'll try to obey the Lord then a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
My voice within keeps my pathway straight. Makes me look for the heavenly gate. Makes me walk and talk the Christian way. Tells me things about God above and all about his precious love. This small voice within my heart leads the way, leads the way, leads the way. His small voice within my heart leads the way. He gave his love for a brand new start, put his voice within my heart. Yes, his small voice within leads the way. When Jesus took his judgment stand, they released the other man. They crucified him upon Calvary. They put him in a borrowed grave. After the gift that he had made, a plan of salvation full and free for you and me. After 3 days he arose, moved the stone and shed grave clothes. Then he walked and talked among men. He lived in a cloud alone, up to heaven, his throne. That small voice within my heart leads away, leads away, leads away. His small voice within my heart leads away. He gave his love for a brand new start, put his voice within my heart. Yes, his small voice within leads away. Yes, his small voice within leads away. Many times I have traveled down the long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell. I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful thoughts where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go, to tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I have wondered, Lord, is this truly your will? I've been discouraged, tired and weary. Sometimes it seems all uphill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. It breaks my heart like it is from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. If you want to be a part of this service, you can call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us just to obey the Lord and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And so I'm going to try to speak here a little bit and the Lord's help. So you that's done called in, get you something else ready there, because I probably won't go through the whole 41 minutes of it. So get you back in here and let you obey the Lord again. So appreciate it there. Praise the Lord.
2 Samuel 22, verse 31-37. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that put their trust in him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I like to think there whenever the scripture says, praise God, that he, praise the Lord. Let me get this call in here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Pettit, you didn't have to do that. You could have went on and read what you wanted. I'm just going to listen. I'm going to call in, say hello, tell you that I'm still
praise
got the
Lord.
Victory, and we'll keep it. We're going home
Amen,
one day,
brother.
And I believe it's going to be soon. And my old dad, he was an uneducated man, didn't have no education, but he's smarter than some of these educators, because talking about that old Bible, said it was a roadmap to heaven. If you obey
Amen.
It, you make it, and if you don't, you won't. And these preachers patting you on the back, telling you can live like hell and do any which way, drink a little, cuss a little, sin a little, and still make it. they're going straight to hell too. The old devil's got them blinded. And
amen.
It's sad. I get mad at the old devil sometimes when he's deceiving the people. But we just have to kick him every chance we get and give him a black eye and keep holding on and claiming the victory, because we are victorious. We're going to make it. And there ain't one way. Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. And these people are saying there's other ways to go to heaven. They don't know what they're talking about. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And
amen.
If you try to go any other way, you're a thief and robber. And the Bible also states there'll be no thieves in heaven. So
amen.
We got to do what Jesus said. Sometimes it's a little rough, but we're going to make it. There's bumps in the road, but if we live that life and hold on to Jesus, keep the faith, we're going to make it. And I praise God for that. And I thank God for people that still hold on to truth like you and other people that don't compromise and water it down, because you know you can't do that. You may try to, but it don't work. We've got to live just exactly what the Bible says if we're going to make it. And
amen.
Sometimes we, like I say, get thrown off track, but we can get right back on. We got to have it with the Father, Jesus Christ. These old human bodies ain't going to make it. It's going. They're going back to Mother Earth. But we're going
amen,
to have a new body. Praise God. And I'm looking forward to it, Brother Yearwood. And it ain't going to be long. People say, I've heard that all my life. I have too. But it's going to happen. And I believe this is the generation that Jesus is coming back for. It may not be. We don't know. Nobody knows but God Almighty. Jesus don't know. The Holy Ghost don't know. But we can see the signs of the time and read
amen.
The scripture. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. Turn it back over to you, Brother Gilbert.
Praise the Lord, brother. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate the wonderful word. I tell you, I've had something that's really worked on me.
Let's just pray right now for you. What do you say?
Okay, go right ahead.
Dear Father, we thank you for your healing power. God, our brother needs to touch those devils trying to hinder him from doing this program to get his throat voice messed up, and we're claiming victory. We proclaim Jesus' name in your words behalf that you're going to heal him. Touch him. You're not be coughing anymore. And he's healed. He's touched. And we just rebuke the old devil. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Bobby. Appreciate you all praying there. Praise the Lord.
It works.
It works every time. I want to look at the first half of that verse of 2 Samuel 22 and verse 31. There it says, and for God, his ways is perfect. And, you know, I was thinking there along that line, you know, Matthew 5:48, it said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect. And, you know, praise God, I thank God that I know that God, he's prepared a way for us and he's made it perfect. And, you know, we've
amen.
Got to walk up that perfect way. Praise God, I tell you, we'll stand and do the works of God. We're going to break down the wars of the enemy. You know, whenever the army comes at you, praise God, it's not against us in the flesh, but it's a warfare. The Word teaches that it's a warfare that's a fighting against us.
Amen.
Praise
that's right.
God. We'll stand with the Word of God. We can conquer every devil that's in hell. I said a lot of times that hirelips every devil in hell. We can stand. Praise God, I know beyond every shadow of a doubt, if we will stand and look, as I said there a while ago, the Word said, I do all that you know to do, then just stand and watch
Amen.
The salvation of the Lord. And I'm a firm believer tonight. I praise God if we'll just do what we know to do, and then just stand. I praise God and just stand with the Word and just believe on the Word. He said that He would fight our battles for us. I tell you what, He said there in I believe we're in Psalms. He said that He heard the poor man's cry. And praise God, He answered. He delivered them out of their troubles. I tell you what, when the devil comes at you tonight or come at you any other time, all you've got to do is stand with the
Amen.
Word of God. Just raise your hands toward heaven and start giving
Amen.
God the victory. Start praising the Lord. Then that is a way that you can battle. That's the way that you can defeat the war. Praise God. I was thinking there, I don't know, I had to step out a few minutes ago there for just a few minutes. I didn't get to hear all of Brother, praise God, Brother John's message, but I heard most of it. And I tell you, I was thinking what I've been thinking along on this line. Moses, praise God, never he went to war there. And as long as praise God, as Aaron and his brother held up his arms, praise God, he was winning the battle. But every time they
Amen.
Would start letting down his arms, he would start losing. A lot of times tonight, we just need somebody just to lift up our arms and just to help hold us up. The Word teaches us to share each other's burdens. I tell you what, if we'll share each other's burdens and if we'll lift up each other's arms and hold them up before God, I tell you what, God will fight the battle for us.
Amen.
He will deliver us out of our troubles. I tell you, I praise God, He delivered the three Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace because they
Amen.
Had been lifted up the Lord. They'd been praising God. They wouldn't bow down to Satan. And tonight, my friend, I'm here to tell you, don't bow down to the devil because
Amen.
We bow down to him. We're going to lose. But praise God, if we'll just hang in there and hold up our hands, hold our heads up highly, and keep our chest stretched out before God, and just keep saying, Lord, you're going to have to fight this battle for me. I'll be like old David did. David said, Lord, this battle's not mine, but it's thine. Tonight, my friend, it don't matter what you're going through, the battle's not yours. It's a battle against you, but it's not yours. Just hold your hands up toward God and just keep giving God the praise. And
Amen.
I praise God if you need to lift up. I need somebody to help hold your arms up. Go and talk to someone and tell them, say, help. I hold my arms up. Help lift me up here. I praise God so many times I have to have someone to help lift me up because the battles have come to us. They're not ours, my friend, but they are. They're Satan attacking us because God's Word said that He would attack us. But praise God, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I'm so thankful
Amen.
Tonight. Praise God that we are winners. We're conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, well, amen.
I'm going to read the second part of 31, Samuel, 2 Samuel 22, 31. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms.
Praise the Lord. You know, praise God. We take the Word of God, and we can break down the steel. We can break down the sins that come against us. I'll tell you, it takes the word, my friend. I deliver you. It takes the word to deliver me. It takes the word of God to fight our battles. I tell you, it's a time that we need to realize how to fight the battles. We need to take the word of God. As I said a while ago, the word, my friend, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut going into the mire of the bone, and it'll cut coming out. I'm so thankful tonight that we can take the word, and we can defeat the battles. I tell you, it don't matter how strong the battle comes. I heard Sister Gladys say a while ago something about that she used to want to fight the devil. I tell you, I did too. One time I got to the place that I said I just want to take a hickory stick and just whip Satan. But I tell you what, I found out about a hickory stick. I wouldn't whip him. He whipped me. But praise God, I found out that I take the word of God. I can put him in his place. When I take the word and I come against him, he'll just whimper up and he'll just drop his head and he will flee from me because he cannot stand against the Lord. The Lord done beat him there after the Lord was hung on the old cruel tree of cross there, and he went into the heart of the earth, and he set the captives free. I just imagine him walking up to Satan, and he just walked up and took the keys right out of his hands over death, hell, and grave. My friend, he come forth. He brought them that was captive out with him because he tells in the word that they seen them in Jerusalem walking the streets. I tell you what, praise God, the same Jesus that went into the heart of the earth, he's the one that lives down in your heart. He's the one that lives down in your soul, down in your spirit. If you are a Christian, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, he's the same one. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will shake your mortal body. It will conquer the death, hell, and the grave. I'm so glad tonight to know, praise God, that Jesus took the stain of death out of death for us. I will not even feel the death. I praise God, we'll just pass from this life over. I tell you, it'll be a joy just to know that we passed from this life over on the other side. We won't have to worry about nothing then. We'll have a glorified body. We'll have a Amen. Holy Bible, a body, and we'll have a holy a spirit. Hallelujah. There won't be no sin over there. We won't have to worry about
Amen.
It. Because a greater a mansion that he said, I'll go and repair a mansion for ye. And he said, if it was not so, I would have told ye. And he said that he was going to go. He's going to return back in like matter someday. He's going to catch his own out. He's going to come back on after himself. Praise God, he's not going to send someone else, but he's going to come back, his own self, and going to catch us out. I tell you what, if we're in the grave asleep, we're going to come forth out of the grave, and them that is alive and remain shall be called up and twinkle of an eye forever to be with him. I'm looking forward for that. But
Amen.
As Brother Bobby was saying there a while ago, I don't believe, praise God, but it's going to be that long until he's going to come back. And he did tell his disciples over there, he said, there's some of you standing here that may not taste of death until you see me coming in great power and great glory. I tell you, he's talking. He's telling them that. And how much closer is it today than it was
Amen.
Then? My friend, we may be sitting here tonight on this broadcast, but in the morning, each one of us may be on the streets of gold. It could happen that quick.
Amen.
That's what. I'm looking forward for that time. I've done got my eyes made up, my eyes fixed on heaven. My mind's made up, and my heart is fixed. Praise God that one day, after a while, I'm going to hear him call me home. And whenever he calls me home, as they sing that song, just call me gone. Hallelujah. Don't weep for me, because I'm going to be walking the streets of gold. I'm going to be shouting around the throne. Praise God. It'll be wonderful. I tell you tonight, my friend, if you don't know this Jesus, you need to know him. You
Amen.
Need to get in this battle with us. He said there in the 2 Samuel 22 and verse, praise God. He said, he teaches my hands to war. Verse 35. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is saying. You know, praise God, if we'll just take the word of God, he'll be our arm. He will be our battle for us. He will defeat every devil in hell if we'll just only take the word and stand with it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
2 Samuel 22:36. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. Psalms 18:30. For as God, his way is perfect, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that put trust in him.
Praise the Lord. You know, praise God, I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight to know that as for God, his ways is perfect. The word of the Lord is God. He is a butler to all these, to them that trust in him. You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, that his ways, as we read up there earlier, is perfect. You know, I'm so thankful. You know, praise God, a lot of times I've heard people say, that he's placed me up on a great big old rock, and I just slip and slide all over it. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe you're supposed to slip and slide all over that rock. He set you up on that rock. He set your feet down solid, and I believe it's just like glue. My friend, if you want to walk in the ways of the Lord, he enlarged your steps where that you wouldn't slide. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight. Hallelujah, that we are a person. We are a people of God's children. And I don't believe that we're supposed to slip and slide all over the place. I believe we're supposed to walk uprightly before him. I've said a lot of times, I believe that whenever he picks his right foot up, we ought to set our right foot right down in his footstep. And whenever he picks up his left foot and set it down, I believe that we ought to pick ours up and set ours right down where his was at. And if we do that, we're not going to be a slipping and sliding, but we're going to be a walking up rightly before him just like he is. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read.
Psalms 18:31. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is the rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken in mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my step under me that my feet did not slip.
Amen. I tell you what, he enlarged our feet, and then they wouldn't slip. You know, I praise God tonight. I tell you, he enlarged our steps. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, my friend, tonight, God is doing the very same thing. He was talking to them, and I believe whenever he was talking to them, he was talking to Lloyd Yearwood. I believe he was talking to Brother Bobby and Sister Gladys and everybody else that he spoke to, everyone that's been washed in his blood. I believe, praise God, that he's told us that we are a child of the King, and our feet is not supposed to slide. I believe he looked down. I believe he's seen us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that whenever I start naming names, I'll forget part of the names. I'm sorry about that. I'm the world's worst on names. But praise God, you. I know that I'm talking to you, too. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight to know, hallelujah, that he's told us, he's made us perfect, and he's told us that we had to walk up perfect before him. And there ain't no way for us to stagger and stumble around. If we start staggering and stumbling around, the next thing we know, we'd be so far out on the left field that we won't even have no touch with the Lord. But praise God, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that we don't have to stumble and we don't have to stagger around because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm so glad tonight that he said that he taught our arms to our hands to war. Praise God, I'm glad tonight that he's taught our hands to war. And he's taught you tonight, my friend, to war. Praise God, because his word, his anointing, hallelujah, is going forth across this, our ways tonight. He's told each and every one of us what to do. He's told us how to walk. He told us how to fight our battles. All we've got to do is to take the word and fight it. Praise God, I'm going to tell you, every war, every battle that you've got to fight, if you'll just look in your word of God, you will find the answer. You will find it, my friend. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that every word established in the word of God. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, if we'll just look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's taught our hands how to fight. Praise God. And I tell you what, if we'll just, as I said a while ago, hold up each other's arms, as Moses had Aaron them to hold his arms up, as long as they're holding them up, they were winning the war. They were winning the battle. My friend, tonight, you and I can win the battles if we just get someone to hold our arms up. A lot of times, if we'll get someone to help us share the burden that we might have. You know, the word says to share each other's burdens. I tell you what, we can share the burdens. Bear each other's burdens. Praise God, I'm so glad tonight that we are the ones to bear each other's burdens. He's not talking to a sinner man to come over and help you to bear up your burden, but he's talking to the righteous. My friend tonight, all we've got to do is just cry out to him. He will help us carry our burdens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go and read some more.
Psalms 144, 1 through 3. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that word there. I think we've got a request or a church announcement, something to call me in here, so we'll go ahead and make it right now. So you can just be ready to come back in there and speak after we get these announcements made here.
Make an announcement for a revival at New Life Church of God. And T.L. Lowry will be there for two Holy Ghost packed services. So the Pastor Fred and Regina DeLelli, invite everybody to come out and be with them at New Life Church of God, 317 Quone Road, Andrews, North Carolina. And that'll be April the 5th at 7 p.m. and April the 6th at 11 a.m. So if you're in the Andrews, North Carolina area, just come on out and be with them.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate that wonderful testimony there and that request there about the revival. So just go out and be with them there. And if you're up there in the Andrews, North Carolina area, and just worship the Lord, I believe you'll get a great blessing. I believe you'll get your needs met. And I believe that whatever that you asked him for, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, whenever we prayed and we doubt not, we shall receive. And praise God. Whatever we got on our hearts and on our minds when we're praying, if we don't doubt it, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We shall receive it. I'm so thankful for that. Praise Lord. Okay. Sister Frieda?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there. We got 13 minutes and we'll get...
Oh, gracious. I ain't got nothing else. Let somebody else go.
Okay. Sister Gladys?
Yeah, I'll go ahead, brother. I want to praise God and I thank him for the word. Sometimes we get on here and forget thoughts that we had thought of previously. But I thank him because he's given me thoughts. I've read the book where... Saul was chasing after David, and I said, Lord, that's just like the devil. He wants to chase us. But I give God the glory because he gets us out of trouble. In Romans, I'll try to go quickly, 8 and verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, I praise God that we can take you, Brother Yearwood, into the throne room. I've taken my children many, many times into the throne room. We can crush, smash, and destroy all strongholds. When they go and think they can justify wrongdoing, that's in our family and our household. But I give God the glory that we can go into that throne room. He said, come boldly into his throne room, and we can speak to God and tell him what's on our heart, and we can come and bring the sick, and we can bring the ones that are weary. And, yes, it's like you said, brother, if we raise our brothers and sisters up before the Lord, many don't even want to speak what's going on in their life. You have to watch who you speak to. Yeah. But I praise God that if I trust a brother and sister, I can lay my troubles out, just a few of them, and let them know. Join me in prayer. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will move in the midst. And I thank him for that. I praise God that there are many times when I've been weary and not known how to pray. Sometimes we don't even know how to pray. But if we intercede for our brothers and sisters and for our household, he will move. He said, we can speak to those mountains and they will move. And I thank God for the times he's done that. I thank God that in the midst of our troubles, he said, even though we face persecutions, we can take it to his throne room and say, Lord, here it is. I don't know how to walk. I don't even know how to pray. But God, I give you my son. I give you my children. And he'll move. I praise him for that. Yearwood. Sister Joanna sometimes says, well, you really let loose. I praise God for the day I truly do let loose, Brother Yearwood, because I know he's going to open many doors for me, and I believe it with my spirit, and I thank him that he's going to use me, even though I've gone through suffering and pain. He's going to allow me to lay hands on the sick, and the Holy Spirit will heal those bodies. I glorify Amen. Him today for that. I thank him for the testimony Brother John had earlier. You know, we may see suffering and pain throughout this day and hour, but I thank him for the times he moves. You know, if we trust in him, like you said, Brother Yearwood, fully trust him, and don't doubt and don't disbelieve, he will move in the middle of our trouble. I thank him, and he's going to move in the midst of these broadcasts. I know he reaches out and touches the weary and the sick, and I pray that many souls will be saved as you bring forth this broadcast. I'm going to let Brother John go.
Amen. Brother John, he's not with us right now. I don't know what happened to him. Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Come back in there and obey the Lord. Testify there and just obey
God. Well, I'm like that lady. Hey, I thank him for the air that I breathe. I thank him for the food on my table. You know, I say mine, people do, but nothing's mine. If I die today,
Amen.
I can't take a thing with me. What I've got is from God. Amen. And I've got an experience that the world didn't give me, and the world can't take it away. And I praise God for that. And God has made things comfortable for me, give me a nice home, a good car, a good wife, and everything, and I thank the Lord. It's from God. Amen.
Amen.
I can't take my car with me, my home with me, furniture, and nothing. And I can take this experience. And one day, I can, like you said, want to go walk in the streets of gold. And I'm looking forward to that day. And, you know, a lot of people says, mine. And they don't realize everything that we got is from God. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever we do. I was sitting on the front porch the other day, and it's getting front porch weather now, and looking at the clouds. And I thank God for them. Amen. I thank God for the green trees that's turning green, for the blossoms. Amen. And God is the cause of it all. Amen. He makes the sun come up, and he makes the sun go down. And when anybody says there's no God, I wonder who they think does that. God's got all
Amen.
Power, and I'm his, and he's mine, and I praise God for that. Hey, I've worked and fought and lived for him 51 years. Amen. And I'm not going to say it's been easy, and I'm not going to say I've not made mistakes. I have. Amen. But he's kept me through it all, and I thank God for the advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. I can go to him anytime, day or night, and call on him, and he's always there. Like Elijah told those 400 prophets, is their God must be asleep. He must be on vacation.
Amen.
Hey, mine never sleeps. He's never on vacation. He's always there. And the lady's talking about if we pray and believe, we can ask anything. That's exactly right. I'm praying for my hearing. I'm losing my hearing. But the Bible says I'm healed. So I'm healed.
Amen.
Amen. I've just got to accept it. And when I can accept it, well, I start hearing, amen, because
amen.
God, these mountains that sometimes we're talking about is not literally physical mountains, Brother Yearwood. It's spiritual mountains. Sometimes
amen.
There'll be a trouble in front of you, and it'll be a mountain. Seem like you're not going to make it. Just seem like there ain't no way. But see, God's a way maker, amen. Praise
amen.
God. That's just like the little woman said that, somebody told her, said, if the Lord told you to jump through that brick wall, you jump at it. She said, I sure would, because he'd make a hole in it for me to go through. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we got to do. We got to believe him because, you know, we can stand on his promises. Amen. And we're promised our household. And the old devil will tell you your son or your daughter's going to be lost, go to hell, but we put them in God's hand, they're going to be saved. We may not live to see it, but it's going to happen. Because why? God said it. And God can't lie, and he won't lie. And he'll bankrupt heaven to make his promises come true. And I praise God for that. And he loves this little Tennessee hillbilly. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. And I love him with all my heart.
Yes,
amen. And I praise him for everything of God. And God bless all of you. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night. I don't know. We sick last Wednesday night, and hopefully we ain't this Wednesday night. So I'll turn it back over to you. Bless you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Appreciate it. So we're looking forward, Brother Bobby, whenever any time that you can come be with us at the Madisonville Church of God and anybody else out there. here in Madisonville, Tennessee, want to come out to Madisonville Church of God on New 68. It's 3895 New Highway 68 in Madisonville, Tennessee. And so we'd be glad to have you come and just be with us. Brother Leon Jones is doing a great job of preaching. So,
amen.
Praise the Lord. So, Sister Frieda?
Are we going to pray?
Yeah, we're going to pray here just in a minute. We've still got 5 minutes. Go in there and announce where you and Brother
okay.
John go to church at down there.
We're at 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. If you're around, come and be with us. Our services are right now is on 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon and 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening. But we're fixing to change the time back on Easter Sunday. So, yeah, but we have some good services, some very good services.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. Yeah, we had a great service the time we were down there. So,
yes.
Sister Gladys, come in there and tell us about your church there.
I'm going blank. It's 67 U.S. 60, and that's in Polksville, Kentucky. And we have our Sunday services at 10, preaching at 11, and our Wednesday services at 7 p.m. with Pastor Wayne Gifford.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does either one of them have another prayer request before we pray? Our brother Bob,
I've been praying for my wife. Yeah, praying for my wife. She's been sick with the flu, and she's getting over it a little bit. And I tried to get her to go talk to her. She wouldn't. But she's getting a little better. So just pray that she'll be completely healed.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. All right, we got another prayer request here.
Kenny Ramsey's having congestive heart failure and has diabetes, so remember him tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Remember Sister Reba.
Amen. So let's just take all these prayer requests to the Lord and just pray over them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. Lord, we come before you, God. We're making the hedge up, God. We're standing in the gap, Father. Lord, just asking you, God, you see every request, Father, that was given in. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will touch them, that you will heal them. God, them that's sick and afflicted, Lord, touch them from atop their head to the sole of their feet. God, make them whole, Lord. We rebuke the sickness, whatever that it is, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you, God, that that's our Lord that's listening to us, and Father, the soul that God that is lost on our way to a devil's hell, Father, all over the whole world, Father, we bring them to you, Lord. You said, Lord, that you died on the cross for us, and God, we know that you didn't leave one out, and Lord, we know that you said that whosoever believe in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we bring the sinners to you, God, that is so near to hell. And Lord, we ask you, God, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Granted. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to let Tim sing, and we'll probably go off with a song. But anyway, we appreciate all the call-ins there tonight.
God bless you, Brother Yearwood.
And let's remember, Brother and Sister Green, how they had to want to help move tonight, help their daughter move. So, and remember, their broadcast are on Friday nights from 10 until 12. So come in there and be with them. They'd be glad to have you. The Macedonia Call, the name of theirs. And I don't know exactly the address, but it's Blog Talk Radio anyway.
Praise the Lord.
So just worship with Tim.
In the temple of Jehovah, there was a veil that twisted God and man. But when the Savior gave its life blood, the veil was opened that I could enter in. Well, anytime I'm low in spirit, I can step right up and to the throne on high. When ring those prayer bells, I'll speak deliverance. Anytime, night or day. It was a sad day there on Calvary. The earth did quake, the sun refused to shine. But by his ransom, oh hallelujah, he opened up a way that heaven could be mine. Well, any time I'm low in spirit, I can step right up into the throne on high. When ring those prayer bells of sweet deliverance, any time, night or day, when the sky's dark and gray, I'm a walk in the shadow, for it leads me through the valley. When I pray any time, no, I'm not walking the shadow, for he leads me through the valley. When I pray any time.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So we're just now went off the air. So God bless all of you, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
God bless you.
God bless.